producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Would be me, Jennifer Horn, on the air with a mission. We're here to make the day better for you, to have you think things through well, all of that good stuff. And so with that, I tend to sort of push you to things that you may find good for you or amusing. Today, for example, is Singles Day. And because of that, Chinese shoppers are flocking online in record numbers.
That's flocking, by the way.
Flocking.
Be careful.
Flocking, yeah. F-L-O-C-K-I-N-G, flocking online to take advantage of the discounts offered on the largest internet shopping event. And it's big because of them. This is done by Alibaba. The biggest online retail company in the world, encouraging single people to buy something for themselves. It was a counter of sorts, or it was a brainchild of somebody who said, okay, Black Friday's coming up after Thanksgiving, let's not wait till then. But it's big in China because of Alibaba, not that people over here aren't going to take advantage of it, because they will, and you're only supposed to do it because you're single. So, Jennifer, you could go online to Alibaba.
Yeah, this is so cool. I love encouragement to buy myself something.
So, in the first 90 minutes of the business day in China today, they took in $5 billion.
That's so crazy.
In retail sales.
So, what do you buy for yourself for single stages? Anything? Anything you want?
Underpants.
Yeah. Underpants.
Socks. Yeah, a new hat. A new car.
A new car. Now we're talking.
Some got to add up to $5 billion in 90 minutes. And again, this is something done worldwide, but the Chinese, this is the day started over there when people were paying attention to it. So most of the $5 billion in business they did in the first 90 minutes was done there in China because they are, let's see, they're at the beginning of the beginning of the next day. So the international dateline is somewhere around Guam. And Guam is the first place that sees the new day. So then it goes westerly from there. And we are the last ones to have the day. Hawaii is the last place to have the end of the day. And then it starts over again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit complicated.
They're ahead of us, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. So because of that, China is, I think they are 17 hours ahead of us. 14, 15, 16, 17 hours ahead of us. So that's how things can get started quickly. And that's why when we start the day, people look at the Asian markets first and how they did, because by the time our markets are open, the Asian markets are closed. So you see how they did, and then you look at the European markets that are already in session, and that's how that whole thing works. So anyway, I find it interesting that this is something that I had forgotten about, Frank, until I looked at all the news stories about it today and thought, oh, yeah, I remember that. But the amount of money. We were talking about
a lot of cash.
Anheuser-Busch buying Miller for $105 billion. There's a lot of money floating around. And, you know, philosophically speaking, there is no limit. Do you understand the concept of abundance? Do you know that there is no limit on what you can make or what can be made by businesses? That's the whole creative process and the beauty of the creative process. That when you create something, somebody starts a new business. The best and most successful businesses are those which do not take away from others. My spiritual concepts, my spiritual beliefs figure into this equation because I don't think you ever really succeed by bumping somebody else off. You may in the short term, but unless you create something new, original, and novel, in your business or in your desires, you will not. It's like taking another man from his wife, a woman, or a man takes a woman from her husband. Sometimes those seem to work out because there wasn't adequate play with the original couple, but more often than not, it's very destructive because you're taking something that really isn't yours. You're not creating
it. You're not building it.
You're not building. So building is what's important here, and that's why the sky is the limit. You can create whatever amount of abundance you would like by being clever, working hard, because, oh, no, I don't have the same opportunity because you fill in the blank, whatever. I'm too old. I'm the wrong skin color. I'm the wrong religion. The world is stacked against me. Hogwash. I don't subscribe to that for a second. And all the people that would give away, the only people that deserve our consideration when it comes to giveaways are people who can't do it on their
true
own.
True victims.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, they can't do it. But otherwise, if you're physically and mentally able, you don't get a dime because you don't deserve it. What have you done to deserve that money other than give up? If you look around at the people, there are some people who have given up, and then, you know, they come back around and they think, okay, I don't
the
like
the government
this.
Encourages people to give, up now, though, because the more people give up, the more control they have on what their lives are like.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about this last weekend. It's been sort of a Veterans Day week. I confused Monday to Wednesday, but there were some things that went on this past weekend at the American Veterans Center in Washington. We'll talk to Jim Roberts, who is the founder of this organization that put all of the veterans in the spotlight this past weekend. That's up next here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bear Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Bear Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BearJackson.com. That's BearJackson.com. We'll see you there.
16 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and I now have Jim Roberts with us, the president of the American Studies Center, which was founded in 1978, headquartered in Virginia. Jim and I have been together for a long time because he not only runs the American Studies Center, but also was the founder of Radio America, now home to me, has been. You realize, we were talking about this the other day, that I've been there for 18, almost 19 years. You realize that?
I do realize that, Doug, because one of the employees and I were talking about this, but I was shocked when you mentioned it. But that's a long time.
It is.
I can vote now.
Yes, you can. Yes, you're old enough to vote. Congratulations. Well, your other hat here is the one that we want to focus on. The American Veterans Center, which is part of the American Studies Center, every year does a great veterans conference, presents honors to a lot of people. So give us the highlights of this last weekend, will you?
Yeah, Doug, this was, I probably say this every year, this was our best one. Certainly was our biggest one. It's a three-day conference and part of a leadership summit, as we call it. We had over 500 students, most of them at the college level, and most of those midshipmen and cadets from the military academies, from military colleges, from a lot of ROTC programs around the country. We did have 150 or so high school students as well, and just plain folks like you and I and some great speakers. And we started off on Thursday with something called the Wounded Warrior Experience, which is moderated by Jared Griffin of Fox News. And we talked to nine injured men and women who've been injured in Iraq and Afghanistan, how they became injured, a long, torturous process of coming back to the health and entering society. That's always a very, very moving part of the conference. That's how we start. And then we had 2 days of speeches and symposia and stuff for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And people like Michelle Howard, the first four-star woman in the Navy. She's the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Many admirals and generals, you might say, heroes.
Do you ever get off on a tangent? I don't know how much you listen to me anymore. You used to listen to me more.
That's a leading question.
That is a leading question.
I still keep up to date.
All right. So you know that one of my pet peeves, one of my huge pet peeves is, even more than that, the outrage that I feel when veterans are not being taken care of. Do you ever address that, the hocus pocus going on with the phony political machines that say, oh, we're going to take care of the veterans and we don't? Does that ever come up at any of these conferences that you have?
It does. We've had VA directors speak, but frankly,
did you boo them?
No, we did.
I would if I were there. I'd boo him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These directors are stuck in with institutions. Frankly, I think can never work. This is my own personal opinion here, which is that, and don't forget that the VA is a government bureaucracy, the federal government bureaucracy. You can name one that's efficient. I can't.
None.
Including the military.
I don't know who you're supporting for president, but Ted Cruz is pretty funny in the debate when he lists five. I don't know if you saw that or not. Five government departments that need to go, and he mentioned the Commerce Department twice. But there are plenty of agencies that need to go, and you're right. The whole thing is inefficient, and it comes back.
What I would do, frankly, and I've looked at this now for many years, is I would privatize the system, shut it down, and put the money into vouchers, and let these veterans go into private institutions.
Yep. I think there's a move to do that. You see at least some of the things that came into focus this week with all these phonies using the soldiers for backdrops for their own campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we're going to take care of you this way and that way. And that was one of the proposals, I think, in this new bill to have them get access to the private system. All right, Jim, good work. Thank you. Nice to have a chat with you. I haven't talked to you for a while. I'll have to catch up. Jim Roberts, who was in charge of the American Veterans Center annual Veterans Conference and Honors this past weekend.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you don't jump, you'll never know if you can fly.
I like that.
Yeah, it is. She's 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Miranda Lambert. Was she married to... Was she the one... I always ask you the same question, I know, about Blake.
She and Blake just got divorced in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long had they been married?
I think 4 or 5 years, but they were together probably about 10, I would say. They dated a long time.
And she was how much younger than he?
He is 38, 39. Looks so,
I think he looks
like
older.
7 years.
I think he's older. Looks older than that.
I think he looks just perfect.
Oh, good for you. All right, let's see what else.
Darn that Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, John Dame. John Dame. Good
John
dog.
Dame.
Where'd that come from?
For those of you that don't know, that's a radio consultant.
Yeah, it's a radio guy. Keeping ahead of conditions, one of the secrets of business, our motivational thought for the day today, the time to repair your roof is when the sun is shining. Hello. Ding, 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 right? Isn't that the time to fix your roof?
Definitely.
No. Quote of the day today comes from SeaWorld's CEO, who said, an all-new Orca experience.
I think company. His exact quote was, just kidding.
Company ending killer whale shows in San Diego and putting the animals in a more natural setting. Yeah. Okay. There was a, remember the Blackfish episode?
The movie, yeah. It caused nothing but trouble for SeaWorld.
Nothing for them. Okay, next up on our hit parade here, musically, is Mr. Billy Idol. Billy will be dancing with himself in Las Vegas. He announced yesterday a new residency with 12 dates in March and then again in May. It'll be at the House of Blues inside the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel. Tickets for Billy Idol go on sale this week, $80 plus fees. So that means $160 by the time you're finished fiddling
Not
around.
Not bad. I don't know if I would rush out to see Billy Idol, but, you know.
That'd be fun.
You think it would
I think he would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But how many hits does he have, Kenny? I guess, you know, I was pretty young when he was popular. 10 or 12? Oh, that's good. All right.
Let's see here. It's the show's going to actually have his guitarist, Steve Stevens. What a great name. Promises songs.
He also sells real estate. Isn't that a real estate guy's name? Steve Stevens.
Yeah. Dave Davidson. Uh-huh. All right. Let's see what else here. We've got... you know, a lot of different things. Solo hits like White Wedding. That's the one I like, Dancing With Myself. I like those two songs from him. So that's that story. And for those of you who missed our celebration about an hour and a half or so ago, Sesame Street is coming into the focus because today is the anniversary of their first show.
Aww. How many years ago?
It was November the 10th, 1969. The Children's Television Workshop came together, went to public broadcasting. We got this idea for the show. Took a couple of years to get it together. 170 public stations now. Actually, it's on some commercial outlets as well. So who can't remember Gordon and Susan and Bob and Bert and Ernie, the Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, of course, Big Bird. How do we get to Sesame Street? We sing our way in there.
When do you think Ernie's going to go transgender?
Ernie! Right, isn't it time for there to be a transgender? Wasn't there speculation about Bert and Ernie being supposedly homosexual?
Yeah, they lived in the same room. A la Ricky Ricardo and Lucy, they had twin beds, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why is
They're
it just because
puppets, you know.
I roomed... I roomed with a guy when I was in college. That doesn't mean that I was gay.
We all know what happened.
Oh, yeah, very cushy. All right. Anyway, happy birthday to Sesame Street. And to you, if today's your birthday, Doug Steffens, good day at 28 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
As long as there have been mothers, we've been trying to get our children to eat their vegetables. Now it seems that the government wants to play that role, too. One agency recently spent $800,000 of our tax money to create a video game designed to encourage children to eat more fruit and vegetables. Some critics say the state is becoming our nanny, and maybe they're right. I understand the importance of good nutrition. But looking through the lens of liberty, we know it is not government's role to be lunchbox police. The role of government is not to micromanage our children, but to protect our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need government to do its job and let mothers do ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to
get gone. It's 33 at the hour now. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, broadcasting all over the country, all over the world. It's kind of cool. You can find the program live or in the archives at DougStephan.com. Go to RadioAmerica.org. Click on the Listen Live button there. CRNTalk.com. Jennifer's picture is always up there. And the audio of this program is frequently found because we have talented people on the program, and that's what they recognize in CRN Talk, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Only the most talented.
On, you can find us at TalkStream Live, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Scroll down until you see Doug's picture. Click on that. Bing, bang, boom. Let's see here. Also, GCN Live, Twitter. I said that already. No, not Twitter, but TuneIn Radio. I was confusing. Stitcher Radio. There's Radio America. I did that already, right? Anyway, there's so many of these different things, apps, et cetera, et cetera. Help yourself and find out what's going on. If you can't listen, a lot of people, I'm on the air 6 hours a day. So how much? The average person, 40 minutes maybe. So you can go. I found people who drive to work listening to us live, and then they find the archive to listen to another hour on the way home, which is kind of a cool thing. Thank you. Meanwhile, the reason that people listen to this program is because we are interested in things here that not normally would be the focus of a lot of conversation on the radio. To wit, the story of the new home that we have covered for an 800-pound alligator. A new muzzle This alligator was captured outside a Texas hair salon yesterday. Huh? Why was there an alligator, I suppose, is the question, outside of a Texas hair salon. I don't know that the alligator was going there to get his hair done. The alligator is blind in one eye, 12 feet long, 50 years old, captured in a Sugar Land parking lot by Christy Crowbeth, who is a dental hygienist, also is licensed as an alligator trapper. How does a dental hygienist?
Maybe okay, can I just put it out there? Can I say the can I say the A-double-S word?
A-double-S. Yeah, why?
She's a badass. That woman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if I saw a gigantic 12-foot-long alligator just hanging in a parking lot, the only thing I would do is run inside and call someone to get rid of it. I would never. It would never cross my mind to go get a rope. I mean, it would never cross my mind.
See, these stories
ever
at DougStephan.com. The
would
video.
Would you ever think, let me go get a rope? No, you would get on the phone and you'd be like, animal control. There is a gigantic alligator in my parking lot. Over. Never.
This thing.
Never.
The video taken from the capture shows
ever.
This lady and a police officer struggling to get the reptile tied up. She was eventually able to tape the alligator's mouth, clothes, and limbs.
Here's something that would never, ever happen to. Never, ever would I say duct tape the alligator's mouth shut. I would. What? How did she know to do this?
She says, a lot of times when I show up on a call like this, it's mostly police and guys. They kind of doubt me at first till I really get them taped up and ready to go. So apparently she has a lot of credibility when it comes to this sort of thing and has done it before.
Don't you know men are going to be so afraid to date her now?
Really?
Like she's going to,
maybe
they'll like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's see. There's a Facebook page that you can go to, the lady that runs the hair salon in the strip mall, Beatrice Valdez House, has posted on her Facebook page, and she wrote, "He was caught this morning in our back parking lot. I think he was trying to get in for a hair appointment." Anyway, they're bringing the alligator to a place where it's going to be involved in a breeding program. Live up the rest of his
life.
Make
some shoes.
Yeah, have some girlfriends. So, come on. Do you have alligator shoes? Do you have any alligator shoes?
No. I have plastic shoes that look like alligators for Payless.
Right, there you go. Pay
afford
less,
the good stuff.
Enjoy more. Speaking of affording things, you'll be happy to know the United States Postal Service, otherwise known as USPS, expects to handle 15.5 billion pieces of mail for the holiday season. So the USPS expects to deliver more than 30 million packages just on one day, December 21st, the busiest delivery day of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. All right. Rolling Stone magazine. Jennifer, do you have any more comments or would you like me to move on?
I'm fine.
Okay. Rolling Stone magazine hit with yet another lawsuit yesterday. This is a string of lawsuits related to their campus rape article last year. For those of you who don't remember, I think it was November, everybody read the magazine story detailing an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia's Phi Kappa Psi fraternity. Rolling Stone later retracted the story. Earlier this year, an associate dean of the school named in the article sued the magazine, saying it made her out to be the chief villain. Then three fraternity members sued the magazine. Now, the entire chapter of Phi Kappa Psi is suing Rolling Stone for $25 million, saying the story did major damage to its members' reputations. So, will the Rolling Stone go out of business? I don't know how much cash they have. Or do they belong to some big, are they in some big corporate shell? Or are they on their own?
I think they're their own thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say?
This publication is a rag.
The Rolling Stone magazine?
It's the worst. Have you gotten it? Have you looked through it lately?
I haven't looked at it for years,
since
actually.
It was good. It used to be, like, very well-respected and good. Now, they sent me a free subscription. I think that's how desperate they were for readers, so I just started getting it. It just showed up one day.
Yeah.
It is like, I mean, I don't even want to line my birdcage with it. Like, it is just that bad. It has nothing to do with music anymore. It's just lame, and they just, I don't know, it's very vulgar. I don't know.
Is it?
Yes.
Vulgar in what way?
They just throw around F words and a lot of cuss words. I mean, I guess that's what they've always done, but it's just,
purpose, one would wonder.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So does Phi Kappa Psi come out of this pretty well? They probably settle beforehand, don't you think? If they're smart, they will.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Right. All right. I'm going to take a breath of fresh air here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, what to use when you're making a cake. Sort of a...
No,
that's Kevin. Not right. We got Kevin, Emily. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
maybe
we do.
Maybe he can make a cake, though.
No, he's not going to make a cake.
Never know.
No, this is serious conversation about the Russian plane crash. I want to, as many of you have known listening to the program this week, my friend Meredith is in... she just sent me an email. She just flew into Cairo from the lower end of the Nile River, and they're coming back. I think it's tomorrow night. But the stuff that's going on over there is pretty amazing, frankly. And I saw this because she's just been to King... This is a side story here. We have at DougSteffen.com the continuing mystery of King Tut. You pronounce it Tut? How do you pronounce it? Tut.
I say Tut.
King Tut. she was in the tomb yesterday. Apparently there's new evidence to support a theory that King Tut's tomb may be hiding two secret chambers, and those hidden rooms could solve an ancient mystery. What happened to the queen, Nefertiti? So the walls of the tomb...
I also say Nefertiti.
In the Valley of the Kings. Last week. Nefertiti, how do you pronounce it? Nefertiti?
I say Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
Nefertiti. Right. Now you've got me saying it wrong. Nefertiti.
So I was going to do something serious, but now that's gone up in smoke.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Meredith said it was fascinating stuff to see what...
You ruined me, Doug Steffen.
Yeah, I know. All right, so anyway, we'll focus on what the latest news is from that plane crash in Egypt in a matter of moments here. The things that you don't know will bring to the surface on Good Day.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
All right, 30, what's we're here? 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I are joined by Kevin Mallott, who is the international security expert, president of Erase Enterprises, a provider of high-risk safety and security services. He's been involved in special rescue operations for a number of years, has been selected as the lead instructor for a lot of special rescue products for the United States military. So, Kevin, welcome to Good Day. Let's talk about this plane crash in Egypt and whether there's anything hidden here, or do we pretty much know what has been in the news media, and that's that it's all pretty much a bomb that got on to this plane, perhaps placed there by somebody that's connected to ISIS. Is that pretty much where it is?
Yeah, I think that's the major focus right now, but I would back up and say there's several different actors that could be behind this other than just ISIL. You have to remember that Al-Qaeda's got a big axe to grind with the Russians going all the way back to Afghanistan, you know, when they were the Mujahideen before they adopted the name Al-Qaeda. And they're trying to get themselves back on the front burner. So Al-Qaeda could be involved. ISIL could be involved. You also had the fact that a few weeks ago, the investigation came out that the Russians were responsible for the missile that downed the Malaysian jetliner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And Malaysia is one of the major focal points for Al-Qaeda operatives. The meeting of the terrorists before the September 11th attack on the United States took place in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So there's a lot of Malaysians that have a problem with the Russians right about now. And in that area of the world, in the North Africa, Middle East area, there's a lot of Malaysian expatriates working. There's a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Indonesians. So there's a group that has a problem with the Russians over that issue. And the other thing that no one's talking about is who was on board the aircraft. That's a concern of ours, that depending on, this is a very expensive resort area, and depending on who from the government or from the oligarchy in Russia was on that plane, that could have been a rationale for being targeted because of what Putin's doing in Syria and trying to get some pressure on him.
Is there a passenger list somewhere that suggests that somebody that's high up in the Russian government was actually on the plane?
I have not seen the list, but I'm just, you know, when I look at it in analysis, we always look at all the possibilities and all the possible actors and the motives.
Right.
And that in the past has been an issue of who was on the actual aircraft when something was done. So I'm saying because it was a Russian-based airliner with a predominantly Russian passenger list coming from a very expensive resort, I'm kind of interested in who was on the aircraft as well.
All right, so let's fast forward to the holiday season here in America. Already the news media is full of stories about how the TSA is changing things, will change things, has changed things. Not that the TSA has anything going for it in the first place anyway. I think it's what goes on is a charade in our airports here. The essence of how they can turn this into taking more control, do you think there are going to be some changes that will come to our airport procedures here because of this?
Well, I'm sure they'll change some of the procedures, but I'm not sure they're going to fully focus on the issue. You know, sometimes we treat the symptom and we don't treat the illness, and that's kind of where I'm a little bit concerned. Doing a couple of different tactics at the front doesn't necessarily solve the problem of protecting the actual aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop and think about this. ISIL has penetrated all the government operations in the Middle East sector where they operate. They then had, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand refugees leave. There were young males in the 18 to 28 group without women, without families with them, which is highly unusual for their culture. And they all traveled into Europe, and everybody said, sure, come on in without vetting anybody. We're going to take 10,000 in the U.S. without vetting them and have absolutely no clue who's in that crowd. Now that you got the first one on the board, if ISIL is behind the Russian airliner, having them all over Europe where they can get on a plane and fly to the U.S. doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Viewpoint, they were going to let them in the space of Europe. They should have put a restriction such as you can't fly for a year until we know who you are.
Got it. Kevin, thanks for being here. Kevin Malott here on your day. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays. There are a number of things that you need to know about your trip, including what to do if you're delayed at the airport. I have a couple of interesting stories to relate to Pauline Frommer, who is here from Frommers.com, the home of Frommer's Travel Guide, a family known for decades as a preeminent source of information if you're a traveler. So we'll check in with her in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Colleen Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, Frommer's.com. She and her father have been, she's a, I bet you that you were on a plane going someplace when you were just a couple of months old, Pauline, right?
Yeah, I started traveling when I was 4 months old. Went to Europe, although in those days we went to Europe on a boat. I guess that it shows how old I am.
There you go. I've not been to Europe on a boat. Been around Europe on boats, but never been across the North Atlantic on one. That must have been an interesting trip. All right, so let's
I was 4 months old, so I don't know.
You don't remember it anyway, right? I understand. A couple of things. A lady in my life just got back from a two-week trip to Egypt. She took a trip up and down the Nile, the usual pyramids, the things that you are obviously want to do if you go over to Egypt. But she said that travel there, tourism, when she was talking to the people there, has really taken a big hit. Not doesn't surprise a lot of people because of the unrest there, but also the crash of the plane in the Sinai. So one wonders if it is safe. She was perfectly safe, although they have bodyguards and stuff on this particular trip, but does it pay to think about, and is it less expensive to go to some of these areas of the world where there may be some subtle unrest, and maybe some of the unrest isn't quite so subtle?
Yeah, it's always cheaper to go to a place that people are scared to go to. I would say look at the State Department website first. Your lady friend obviously went with a group, so yes, they kept her safe. Yep. But people who have been going alone to Egypt have been getting into trouble. They've been finding they take, you know, a solitary guided tour into the desert to see the pyramids, and then before they're allowed to go back on their horse or camel or whatever, they have to pay a bribe.
Yeah,
We've heard some bad stories out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't go there now. So right. She was lucky she was able to without
an great
incident.
Trip. Very excited about the outcome of the trip.
But, you know, it's not just Egypt. You don't have to go places that are dangerous to save money. Economists are saying that the Australian dollar, a very safe country, is plunging because mm-hmm. of problems in their mining industry and will soon be at 50 Australian cents to our dollar,
really?
Which is about half of what it used to be. I was there a year ago. It cost $7 for a coffee. Now it'll cost like a dollar.
Not even Starbucks, right?
They do have Starbucks, not in Starbucks. Why go to Starbucks in Australia?
Why go to Starbucks here is probably a good question. I wanted to, one of the things that happened to her when she was traveling back and forth, she went through Paris, and there was a four-hour wait while she was at the airport, and there were was listening. She did exciting things like listen to me on the radio over there. What happens with people when they do have a lot of extra time? Because there'll be more people traveling this year, a lot of people on Thanksgiving and through the Christmas holidays. So if you're stuck, what do you do at the airport?
Well, believe it or not, there are lots of things to do at the airport now. I was just at San Francisco International. There's a yoga room there. There's a spa. There's all kinds of great shopping. The thing about holiday travel is give yourself that extra time. There are going to be more people traveling this year than since the recession of 2008. 3% more than last year. I think it's an ugly number, like 23.5 million people, something like 65,000 a day. So it's going to be ugly at the airport. So give yourself time.
Yep. Yeah, and then bring a good book or find a place to go sit. There, you can get a good relax the back sort of thing if you want to spend $30 for 15 minutes. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide. Check it out at Frommer's, FROMMERS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.